Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit of breaking news. Fox has hired not Mark Sanchez. They have hired Drew Brees to replace Mark Sanchez. You know, Mark Sanchez got in a little bit of legal trouble. They have hired Drew Brees in the interim to take his place. Something tells me that Mark Sanchez will not be back working at Fox. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by RJ Choppy. He covers the Dallas Cowboys. He is with 105.3 The Fan out in Big D. RJ, how you doing today, my man?
What's up, man? How we doing?
Doing fantastic. Let's start with this. What was the sentiment this morning on you guys' radio show when you opened up the phone lines and you heard from Cowboys fans? What was the sentiment about this move?
Well, I think the main sentiment was, and it's pretty clear, that they are a better football team today. Like, I think that's pretty obvious. Regardless of whether you like the trade, you don't like the trade, they're a better football team. There were a lot of people that were like, okay, this is good. I wanted them to do something. I wanted them to do anything. They're better today. That's good. But let's not give up on the season. There were a fair amount that were like, they gave up too much. You know, let's just stay the course, keep the draft picks. But everybody pretty much was like, okay, objectively, this is a good football player. Objectively, the team is better today. That's the sentiment.
If you could go back, do you think that fans would just undo the Micah Parsons trade and then not have this trade? It feels like in some ways they chose Quinnen Williams over Micah Parsons. I understand they got more compensation, so they still have some of what they got back from Micah Parsons, but they basically cut that in half to go get Quinnen Williams.
I think this is essentially what it is. And I think the fans would rather have Micah. I think the Cowboys actually might rather have Quinnen. I don't know that the Cowboys called the Jets about Quinnen in the offseason, maybe moving Micah up there. I don't know. Maybe they did. But, I think most Cowboy fans, the way they presented it to us, would be like, all right, look, we would rather have Micah. Micah's a better player. If we can go back, we would just undo this whole thing. If you're going to give up a 1 and a 2 – for Quinnen Williams, fine, but do it while Mike is here.
What's the frustration level right now with the defense? Because it is not ironic to me that the Cowboys trade their best defensive player. They have put together one of the worst defenses they've had in recent memory. And you're also looking at the defense right now for the Packers, and they might have the best defensive player in the league. Certainly one of the favorites to win defensive player of the year.
Oh, dude, the defense is awful, and the Cowboys know it. The Cowboys' goal right now, they look at the offense and they're like, all right, this is an elite offense. So let's just try to get this defense to the 15th best defense in the league. I don't think you can do that. I don't think Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson bring you from 30th to 15th. Maybe if they had gotten Sauce Gardner too, that could have done well. But short of that, it's not going to happen. This is a move. I think for next year and the year after. They're looking at the next couple of years with Dak Prescott. So that'll put him, beyond the age of 35, I think. And that'll be the end of the contract for Quinnen Williams. And we'll see. I think that's their window. Their window right now is those 2.5 years.
Right now, we're talking to RJ Choppy for a couple more minutes here. He covers the Cowboys with 105.3 The Fan out in Dallas. RJ, you certainly have seen some lows. You've seen some embarrassing moments covering the Cowboys. Where does Monday Night Football rank? Because they got their boots smoked by the Cardinals.
Man, I'll tell you, that was awful. I came in on Monday, on Tuesday morning. And I was like, you know what? I was actually in a good mood. It was like, I am now free. I have allowed myself to be free. It was a great weekend. My college football team, Tennessee, lost. Now the Cowboys lost. Like, this is great. I can just enjoy football the rest of the year without being stressed, without worrying about all this stuff. That's we also call that copium. That's a big dose of copium is what that was. That was an embarrassing game. To do that at home in front of Stephen A. Smith and Jerry's box was an embarrassing night. And I don't know that we thought, we were wondering, is this going to change Jerry's outlook on making a move? Is he now going to become, we're going to be gun-shy here, we're not going to make moves? Certainly it wasn't.
RJ, I did like that 3 or 4 hours where we thought the big move was going to be getting Logan Wilson. Now, he ended up paying on it, but he was like kind of dropping these hints that he was going to make some big trade, and then the Logan Wilson trade happened, and seeing all the NFL media dump on the Cowboys, like, wait, hold on, this can't be the big trade. I did kind of enjoy those couple of hours.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Because we were wondering, who is this? Who is this player? Is this going to be some big-name guy? Is it going to be somebody who's not? How do you keep it secret? Nobody keeps things secret anymore. How are the Cowboys able to keep the secret for 12 hours? More than 12 hours, 18 hours. I have no idea. But, yeah, we thought for a moment that that was going to be it. And then when the Jets traded Sauce, it was like, ooh, okay. Are they going to really blow this thing up? Because if they did, you know, Breece Hall's name would be out there. And obviously Quinnen Williams is a name that you could throw out there, too. They're really going to blow it up. And that's the confusing thing for them. If you're going to make all these trades, why aren't you trading Breece Hall? I mean, my gosh, what do you need a running back for if you're going to be a one-win team?
RJ, last thing here. What's the Cowboys fan feeling on Jerry Jones? I feel like Cowboys fans go through like a love-hate relationship with Jerry Jones. It feels like a lot of the criticism has been louder this year ever since we saw how he handled the Micah Parsons situation. Where are they at right now with him?
They're not happy. They're not happy. I mean, they're glad that he made a move. His comments to Stephen A. about relevance really kind of irked them. They're not happy. They're not happy with the Micah trade. They're not happy with the fact that George Pickens isn't locked up long term. If they're not going to sign Pickens beyond this year, why wasn't he dealt? There's a lot of questions with Jerry. The fans are just not happy.
That is our guy, RJ Choppy, joining us on the show today. He covers the Cowboys. They made moves going to get Quinnen Williams. RJ, good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, no problem, man. Have a good one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.